Juanita, and this is It Starts Now, the podcast that celebrates grown folk joy, bold conversations, and living your best life after 50. Join me, your host, Juanita, as I talk real talk about life, wellness, relationships, style, and everything in between. Always with laughter, zero politics. You can catch us now on BBS Radio TV, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Your best life, it starts now. You know, every time I hear this intro music, I want to break down and start dancing. I mean, we don't do video, but we're going to start doing video. I'm thinking next year. I think I want to entertain that. But whenever I hear this intro, Doug picked this wonderful music for that. I start breaking out in the dance. So welcome to It Starts Now. So guess what? There is a subject matter that I ran across the other day looking at social, and I had no idea what it was, and I had no idea what it does. So we're going to talk about one of the hottest trends in wellness and anti-aging. Now get this, red light therapy. No, it's not the red light special with, you know, red light special. No, it's not that. Red light therapy, like I said, I had no idea what it's about. So to help me break it down, because, you know, I like to have people that are smarter than me that can tell you exactly what this is Vicky Rand. You guys love Vicky Rand. You've told me, you sent me emails, you said, bring her back. Well, she is back, and she is going to tell us about, what red light therapy is, you know, the science-backed tools, you know, is it a real thing? Is it, you know, are we just being fooled? You know, what can it do? How can it help me? Because it's always about how can it help me? And if you're as curious as I am, sit back, get a little comfortable, because we are going to figure this red light therapy out. Vicky Rand, welcome back to the show. You are the best. Everybody loves Vicky. I'm telling you, we get more email or text or little messages on our board about Vicky Rand. I was like, okay, I'm going to bring Vicky back.
Well, I love coming, so keep the invites coming.
So we, let's just break it down. Red light therapy 101. What is it? What does it
sure,
do?
How yeah,
is
it? No problem. Yeah, tell hey, me. It was new to me. It was new to me also, you know, at some point, right?
Okay.
But now it's part of my life. So red light therapy uses gentle red and near infrared wavelengths, and it stimulates your mitochondria in your cells, which is your body's natural energy producers, and it increases your ATP, which is your cellular energy, and it boosts healing, it reduces inflammation, it improves your cellular repair. So it's completely non-invasive, and it's very safe for regular use.
So when you say inflammation where? Any part of the body, or is it a certain part of the body?
Yes, cellular inflammation. So cellular inflammation can show up in many different ways. And in fact, some people may have some inflammation that they're not even aware of, because a lot of times when people think about inflammation, they think it's something visible. But sometimes you can have inflammation even on the inside of your body, and maybe it's showing up as, like, you know, stomach issues or autoimmune issues or different things, but there's inflammation that's involved with that. So if you use the red light therapy, there's a lot of benefits. So you can reduce your pain and inflammation. It can be used for skin rejuvenation, so it helps with your collagen elasticity and even your glow of your skin, faster healing and recovery, better mood and sleep, and it also helps with your lymphatic drainage and your circulation support.
So when you say pain, okay, so, you know, because it's going to always be about my situation. So when you say red light therapy can be used for pain, I guess inflammation pain, are we talking about like arthritis, like if someone coming to you and they say they have a knee issue or a hip issue? Because everybody knows I'm having this issue now. Can that help?
Yes, definitely. And in fact, a lot of times that you have pain, it's because of inflammation.
Okay. So arthritis, because I'm just learning about what arthritis is and how it affects, and a mom had arthritis, and so arthritis is basically inflammation.
Yes, and there are a couple of different types of arthritis. So,
Right.
generally speaking, there's inflammation around the joints.
Right.
Sometimes arthritis can be more in the bone and it causes inflammation around it, and there's other arthritis that causes inflammation in the joint itself.
So I'm just gonna sit back in a chair, and you're gonna put a red light on my pain, and then I'm gonna walk out being able to hop, skip, and jump again.
Well, I mean, one of the misconceptions is that, oh, I had red light therapy, now I'm all better. Well, that's not necessarily true because it does take a cumulative effect. So you're not going to have one session and say, okay, I'm better.
Right.
However, the more regular that you use it, the more cumulative effects that you have. And some people have red light therapy in their own home so that they can use it on a regular basis so that they can have even more results. You do need to be careful with what you buy. There are different types of red light therapy.
Oh, so you
There's
can
different
actually
types of,
per Yeah, you can
vehicles.
actually purchase that, but I'm not interested in I don't think I would be one of those people that, flicking on a red light. And I mean, is it a red light? It is a red light, right?
Yes, it is. It is bright red.
Oh.
And some people get nervous about it because they say, oh, it's like the tanning beds and it has UV light. But that's not true. There's no UV exposure or anything like that. And so it's just there's medical grade red lights that are the best, and they have wavelengths that specifically target your cells.
That is amazing. Oh my God. This is such an amazing, this is such an awesome subject matter. Let's talk about beauty and anti-aging because, we like to be looking young still. How does that work with us? How does red light therapy help with wrinkles and collagen and that elasticity, hyperpigmentation,
Yeah, all the fun stuff, right?
all that good stuff?
So basically, when you have inflammation in your face, you may be a little bit puffy and things like that. So if you remove the inflammation out of your face and you increase your lymphatic drainage, which is another reason why some people may look a little puffy, and then the longer you're puffy, you may develop some wrinkles and things like that from that. If you get your lymphatic system and your inflammation under control, it certainly would make you look a little bit younger, right? And then also with the red light therapy, the skin is also rejuvenated through collagen production. It helps with your elasticity and your glow.
Wow. So can red light therapy actually help soften scars and stretch marks?
It can over time. It's
Okay.
not something that would happen after one time of use.
Okay. Because I think that's going to be the misconception, and I'm so this is why I love Vicky, because Vicky tells you the truth. You can't. It's not going to happen from one sesh. You're going to have to go back and get it done again and again and again. Because people are, advertising red light therapy. Oh, one visit, you'll see a remarkable difference. At least you're telling us the truth. It's like it ain't going to happen one time. You're going to have to go back again and again, and we're going to get into the cost. But I'm going to do that last. That's if you can tell us that. But
Sure.
so the other thing is hormones, sleep, and mood. Okay, so many of my listeners are at that age 50 plus, and they're dealing with perimenopause and stress and sleep changes. So can red light therapy help regulate hormones, or can it improve my sleep? Or do I have to keep taking gummies?
No, yeah, actually it can help with that. So when you use the red light therapy, especially more consistently, it helps with your mitochondria. It helps with your hormone balancing, especially, for sleep. A lot of times, part of the reason why we have some problems with perimenopause is we're not sleeping well. This helps balance your sleep hormones. And then when you sleep better, you feel better in general, and your body can operate a little bit better. So it certainly can help in that way.
So what is
Helps
the
with
connection?
mood balancing. It helps with seasonal depression.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely. It also helps when you have low energy, circulation issues,
So
chronic
what does the red
pain,
light
muscle
do? I
tension.
mean, what and all it does all of this great stuff, but what is coming out of the red light? Like, it's a stupid, I know this is a very
Oh yeah,
stupid
no,
question,
it's fine. A lot of
but
people have this question, so
oh, okay.
it's not a stupid question at all.
Okay.
And so red light is a specific wavelength without heat. And
Oh.
so you have something similar like in an infrared sauna, but it uses heat, right? So it's very, very similar. But it actually helps target the cells, and it has a very specific. So if you go to like a professional red light therapy versus one that you get for your in-home, it has a different wavelength that's a little bit stronger. And that's why some of the times you can see some red light therapy lights for sale on Amazon, and they're like, oh, that's pretty cheap, and you get it. And it's more of an LED light versus an actual wavelength that's healing. So
Right.
you have to be very careful with what you purchase. But yes, it certainly does help with faster recovery, better mood, better sleep.
Wow. So what is the biggest safety precautions that people should know before trying this?
Well, I mean, you certainly don't want to use it if you're on any type of medication that you may be very photosensitive, or if you have a particular illness that makes you very photosensitive. Like some people have an autoimmune disease, and they get very irritated if they're just out in the regular sun. If that is you, you may have some of the same side effects. So I would say to go slow and use it just for a very short period of time. See how you respond to it and see if you get the benefits from it instead of going all in. And another misconception is that these people think that more the better, but that's not actually true. You want to make sure that you limit the amount of time that you do it to 10 to 20 minutes. If you do it more than that, then sometimes you actually have a reverse effect. So
Oh.
limit it 10 to 20 minutes, 1 to 3 times a week.
Say, that was my next question. Can you overdo red light therapy? So yeah, that you hear that. Don't be sitting there, all night with a red light on you. Just
Yeah, because
sleeping.
actually what happens is it actually fatigues your cells. So you become like very tired, fatigued, and your body's kind of like almost like overworked. You
Oh.
know, it thinks that you want to push it too far.
Oh my God. So how do we know the difference between a quality device and, something that's just basically a fancy flashlight?
There's different wavelengths that you can look for. So you would want to stick with one that's between 630 to 850 nm. If it's any less than that, typically it's an LED light. There are some facial LED lights that do have some benefits, just not the same targeted amount. The LED lights are more superficial, which is great for skincare only.
Oh, okay. So the ones that you may see on Amazon or heaven forbid Temu, I'm not gonna put
Yeah.
Temu out there,
And
but
some of them are okay. If you're just targeting just the skin and you only want a superficial target, then that's fine. You just need to use it more often, and you don't have the restrictions to how long or how often.
So do you use it? How often do you use it? And why are you using it for on your personal?
So for me personally, I don't treat medical issues. However, I personally do use it for a medical issue. I have autoimmune disease, and so I've been using it to treat my thyroid. That's not something we don't promote that here at the spa because we're not a
Right.
medical spa. That's what I use it for. I also use it just for overall skin health because I am typically photosensitive, but I've been using it for a while and I'm not any longer. And so that's what I use it for, is overall inflammation.
So what would you say, Vicky, is the one myth about red light therapy that you wish people would stop? Just stop.
Well, a lot of times people think that it's only good for the skin.
Oh.
But it really supports your muscles, your joints, and your circulation because it does go that deep in healing.
That
And
is
it
just
would be great if more people knew this because there's so many people out there that are suffering that don't need to.
Well, yeah, I mean, and now that you say that this helps with inflammation and joint pain and circulation or whatever, and no one is really promoting this, Vicky. They're promoting, I'm not gonna get on my soapbox and talk about big pharma, but most people are they're just promoting pharma. I mean, they're just promoting meds, and it's nice to hear alternative medicine where people can, instead of just always taking a pill or whatever, because I can't stand the fact that I do that. But when I had to take it, I take it. But it's just nice to hear there's an alternative. How do people find out about the alternatives, Vicky?
Well, I mean, I try to post, different education on our spa social media. I don't want to overload, so I don't post more than one or two times a day with, different things. But I think it's just grassroots, and people that experience it talk about it, and that's maybe one of the best ways. But, with the red light therapy, it really does support your nervous system, your circulation, reducing inflammation, and, that can really help your mood and your sleep and your stress. And so I incorporate it in my services here. So I typically usually do the red light therapy as an add-on service to reflexology, to massage, to we also do body sculpting. And I like to incorporate the red light therapy, or I do, my infrared sauna just to really finalize what we had completed. So it helps with the lymphatic drainage, and that's really what people are struggling with. So like reflexology and body sculpting helps take care of the extra lymphatic toxic stuff that we just have just sitting there.
And the red light therapy can, oh my God, this is such a game changer.
Yeah, the red light therapy helps. Your lymphatic system does not have a circulatory system. And so when you have extra lymphatic fluid, it is just sitting there unless you do something about it. Whether that's trampoline, whether it's, certain movements, stretches, tapping, massage, different things. If you're not doing something to move it, it's sitting there and it's stagnant. You have pain, you have inflammation that you sometimes can see, you have cellulite, you have different things. And all it takes is removing that extra lymphatic fluid to see a difference. And the red light therapy helps with that.
Now, tell our audience about your place, like what you do, like, because it just seems like everything that you're saying is exactly what everyone needs to have in their life, your spot.
Yeah, no problem. We actually just opened not too long ago, a couple of months ago, really. And so my daughter does facials and waxing, and we just got a new machine that's a HydraFacial. So that's a whole other topic. Very excited about that. And then I do reflexology, which starts with a foot soak. So we start getting the lymphatic system moving, then we do the reflexology, and then I end with magnesium hot towel wrap and either the sauna or the red light therapy. It's the customer's choice. And then I also offer a massage, not through me. We have a therapist that comes in for that, and that's great for lymphatic drainage as well. And then I also do body sculpting. And the body sculpting I'm finding is very, very successful, especially along with the red light therapy.
Wow. So where are you located? Like, where can we go to get all this? And then I'm gonna ask you cost, because people wanna know about how much is all this good stuff gonna cost us. But where are you located?
We're very reasonable for sure. I'm in Fulton. I'm in Fulton, Maryland. So we're
Where
in
is that?
Howard County.
Calvert County,
Howard
Fulton.
County.
Oh, Howard County. Okay.
Yes.
I've heard of Fulton, Maryland. I just didn't know where it was.
Near
So
Maple
people,
Lawn.
yeah, people, I'm going to put on the show notes exactly her location. Now we're going to get to cost.
Yeah, so I mean, I offer the red light therapy included in the body sculpting and in the reflexology.
Oh.
For the other services, just because I know how important it is, I add that on at no cost. Now, if you have other services, you can just add it on for $30.
Wow.
Oh yeah, it's so important, and you know, being a health coach, I know how important it is. So I want to, you know, help as many people as possible. So we just do $30.
Oh my God. See, now you're a true, now you're, this is why I love you, because you are true to what you want to do and you, how you want to help people. And you're not trying to, just fleece people out of their money. You literally, you really, and I'm don't get, I don't know if her head is getting bigger, but you really want to help people. And it's,
I
and I
do.
hear that from, how much you're charging, from, what you're telling me, how passionate you are about what you do. But why are more people not like, I know this is a touch, why are more people not doing that? It's like, everybody should want to help somebody, especially if they see that they're suffering.
You know why? It's because everybody is overwhelmed, they're stressed with time, and they are not taking care of themselves because they're so focused on helping other people. And they feel guilty taking care of themselves. But they need to realize that if they don't take care of themselves, they're not going to be around to help other people eventually. So, you know, that's really, from what I've seen, is the biggest thing. It's not the money, it's not, you know, anything else. It's taking the time because they feel guilty coming for themselves.
Wow. And you're absolutely right, because if you think of a caregiver or someone who is taking care of a either a parent or even a child or whatever that may be suffering or sick or whatever, and they're the ones that are start to experience all of what they're trying not to, getting sick and stressed out, probably symptoms of a heart attack, because you're literally putting all that energy into trying to take care of someone else, and you're not taking care of yourself.
Yeah, no, I see it over and over and over. And, you know, I've had people cancel appointments because, you know, someone else in the family needs something. And, it's very difficult to watch when I know that there's a solution and people are miserable for one reason or the other. And they don't need to be. I could help them feel better. And, you know, they just don't do it. So maybe if others that see people in this situation buy gift certificates and things like that, maybe they would feel less guilty getting in here and helping themselves.
So, what is your best advice for someone who wants to try red light therapy, but they're just overwhelmed with all the information that's on social or on online? What would you, how would you break it down for them?
I'd say they can certainly send me a message and I'd be happy to go over it in a little bit more detail, but really it's just so important to take care of yourselves. And if you have one device that can help you with your nervous system and your circulation and your inflammation, you will feel better with your mood and your sleep quality and your stress. And then if you feel better, you sleep better, and you're less stressed, then you can handle all the other things that are going on in your life with a little bit more of an emotional balance so that your life won't feel as overwhelmed because your body won't be overwhelmed.
And that's such great advice. I want you to tell my audience how they can find you, your number, your location, and your website.
Sure. So my website is www.flourishspawellness.com. And our phone number is 301-388-5063. But on the website, we have set it up so that it's very easy to make an appointment. So you don't actually have to even call. There's a book now button on there, and you can just book, select your time, very easily online.
Wow. Because that we love convenience. We really do. And I wanted to, and I'm going to let you go in a minute, but reflexology. I know how important reflexology is, and I didn't touch on that because we were talking about red light therapy. But reflexology, my goodness, what a great, great process that is.
It certainly is, and it's a whole body wellness. And some people are like, "Oh no, I'm fine. I don't have any problems with my feet. I don't need it." But you're really not targeting issues in the feet so much as every other part of your body, and it's so relaxing. And we do offer it for corporate clients as well as individual. We can also host little get-togethers and parties. If you want to get together with a few friends, but you don't want to host it at your house, we can do that here in the evening, and you can rotate through, and we can, give each person, a little sampling while you rotate through and have a little party here.
Oh.
So we have a lot of different options. So just call me, message me. I'm on social media, and we can work out something that works good for you.
And I love the facial light because I love getting facials. And facials are such a game changer. Me being in the makeup industry, whatever, I can appreciate a good facial, and I can always tell when someone is taking care of their skin or their face. Because you don't have to spend as much time making them up. I mean, I'm just letting y'all know. Y'all know who you are. If you get a good facial, and you say your daughter does the facials?
Yes, she does. She does facials and waxing, and her facials, the new machine, it's the HydraFacial, and it also has RF light. So the RF treatment actually helps with the collagen. So
Gosh.
it's tightening. So very, very excited about that new service. We'll start offering that in the next week and a half.
Oh my God. Vicky Rand,
Yeah.
as always, you are the best. And I am so glad you were able to come back on the show.
Well, I really appreciate the invite, and I'd be happy to come back for any other topic that you see fit.
Yeah, because we're going to talk about, there was something that you mentioned, and you said that was a whole new topic. And I said, I was trying to write it down, but I want to bring you back for that. And I don't remember what you said. You said something about, oh, that's a different topic we can discuss. And I said, oh yeah, she's right. I need to discuss that too. But I'm
Well,
going to bring her
another
back.
topic is hair analysis. That's going to be a
Oh.
whole other topic that I'd love to come back for.
Is that for bald people, but guys who are going bald too?
It is not actually, no, it's hair analysis tests your chromosomes and your DNA, and you can find out everything that's going on inside of your body from your hair samples. Yep, that's why I said that's a whole other topic, but
Okay,
I
we're
can tell
bringing
you
her
that
back
it's
for that. We're bringing her back for
incredible.
that. I am sold because I had never heard of that, but I appreciate you coming back on the show, Vicky. And thank you guys for continuously listening to my show, supporting the show, telling your friends, sharing and all that good stuff. So I really do appreciate it. You take care. Bye bye.
All right, bye. Thank you.
That's a wrap for today on It Starts Now. Catch us on BBS Radio TV and all your streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, CastBox, and more. Want to keep the conversation going? Hit that subscribe button and share this episode with your crew. And you got a brand or business that you want to promote? Let us team up. Email me at thebeautyfiles2, @gmail.com or facejobmedia.com. Your best life, it starts now. We'll see you the next time. Bye-bye.